Ever feel like, I don't know, like you're just bombarded with information constantly, but you still don't feel like you have that deep understanding? Well, that's kind of what we're diving into today, the real deep understanding. And really, it all comes down to the power of asking not just any questions, though, the right questions.
And that's something we don't really think about much, do we? I mean, you listening, you clearly value knowledge, but when have you ever really sat down and thought, how do I ask a good question? It's like this hidden skill, and it can unlock so much insights, better decisions. It can even get us moving, taking action.
Totally. It's like, what is it? Give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man to fish, though. Well, today we're teaching you to fish for knowledge.
I like that.
Yeah. We've got a whole stack of books here, all about this coaching, how to run meetings, critical thinking, and we're going to break it all down. All those techniques the pros use to really get to the heart of things.
It's really interesting when you think about it because we're always so focused on having the right answers. But really, it all starts with the questions, doesn't it?
That's so true. Okay, so let's like dive right in here with a question about questions. Why are they more than just asking for information? What's the big deal about asking the right way?
Okay, so imagine this. Someone just hands you the perfect solution. You've been struggling with a problem, and boom, there it is. You might understand it, sure, but would it really mean something to you?
Probably not as much as if I'd actually wrestled with it myself, you know, made some mistakes along the way, and then finally figured it out.
Exactly. And that is the power of a good question. They help you find your own answers. There's even research on this, It turns out we're way more committed to solutions we discover ourselves, even if they aren't objectively perfect.
Yeah. It's like that saying, clients already know what to do, they just need help seeing it.
Yes. And there's this stat in coaching questions, 80% of coaching clients, they already have a sense of what needs to change. They just don't have the confidence to act. Good questions, though, they bridge that gap.
Okay, I'm convinced. Questions are important, but let's get practical. What are some common mistakes people make when they're asking questions, and how do we avoid them?
One of the biggest ones is asking what we call leading questions. These are questions designed to get a specific answer, usually the answer we already have in mind.
Oh, I am so guilty of that. Like, especially if I'm trying to make a point, I might phrase it as a question, but it's basically begging for the other person to agree with me. Not exactly open-minded, is it?
Right. Instead of opening up the conversation, it actually kind of shuts it down, Like in coaching questions, they have this example. Say a client's saying how frustrated they are with their job. A coach might be tempted to ask, "How long have you hated your job?"
Ouch. That's not even really a question. That's practically an accusation.
I know. And it immediately puts the client on the defensive. Now they feel judged instead of heard. It totally misinterprets their feelings.
So how do we rephrase those loaded questions? How do we get people to really think for themselves instead of just telling us what they think we want to hear?
Okay, so there's this technique called or the opposite. Let's say you catch yourself asking, if you take this new position, won't it take time away from your family? Just add or the opposite to the end. So, or will this open up doors to get you the kind of family time you truly want? Something like that.
I like that. So you're kind of forcing them to look at both sides, think beyond the obvious.
Exactly. Now, another really common trap is avoiding the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Those big issues that everyone knows is there.
We've all been in those meetings, right? Where the tension's so thick you could cut it with a knife, but everyone just keeps dancing around the real problem.
And the art of asking talks about how these unasked questions become roadblocks. They just create this underlying anxiety and it prevents any real progress.
It's like they say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be the one to point out the elephant, even if it's uncomfortable.
Right. It's about creating a space where people feel safe. To be honest,
Yeah.
where they can share their real thoughts without being judged. But to create that space, you have to ask the right questions in the right way at the right time.
And that's a skill in itself. Speaking of skills, are there like frameworks for this? Like a cheat sheet for asking better questions?
There are some really good ones out there. Think of them like roadmaps. They help you ask questions strategically, so you get more than just surface level stuff, and you actually start moving towards action.
Okay, so it's like having a set of tools for different situations. What are
Yeah.
some of the like the big ones?
Well, one that's used a lot, especially in coaching, is the JIRA model, and that stands for goal, reality, options, and will.
I love a good acronym. break that down for me. It's like a mini action plan almost.
It is. You got it. The GRM model helps coaches, you know, guide their clients through this process. It's about exploring goals, understanding where they're at right now, brainstorming, and then ultimately taking action.
So you start with questions about their desired outcome, their goal,
right?
Like, what would those questions sound like?
Right. You might ask something like, what are you really hoping to achieve here? Or in a perfect world, what would success look like? And then you shift into, you know, reality. So you ask things like, okay, where are you at now in relation to that goal? Or what are the biggest roadblocks you're facing?
And then that kind of naturally flows into options, right? So you're like, all right, what are some things you could do? What's worked in the past? What hasn't?
Exactly. And then finally, you've got to focus on the will. That's the commitment piece. So you might ask, what's the very next step you can take, like right now? Or what kind of support do you need to actually make this happen? It's really powerful for moving from just, you know, vague ideas to concrete action.
Oh, I bet. That's got to be so helpful for those times when you're just totally stuck. Okay, so Giro model, awesome for one-on-one coaching. But what about when you're in a group, like facilitating a discussion? Anything that can help keep things on track and make sure you actually get results.
Definitely. And this one is so simple, but it's crazy effective. The what, so what, now what framework.
Okay, I like it. Straightforward. Yeah. I feel like it would just cut through all the BS and get to the point.
Exactly. Making questions work talks about this as a way to keep meetings action-oriented. You start by just getting clear on the what are the facts, what data do we have, what exactly are we trying to understand here.
And then you go into the so what,
yeah,
which is all about like the meaning, right? Why does this matter? What are the implications of all this?
Yeah. And finally, you drive to action with now what? So it's like, okay, what are our next steps? Who's owning this? When are we going to have this done by?
Simple, but so smart. I love it. Make sure things don't just stay theoretical, that you're actually getting somewhere. So we've talked about how questions can lead to change, how to avoid some of the common traps, and these really cool frameworks for asking more strategic questions. But I want to shift gears a bit and talk about critical thinking.
Great.
Because, I mean, we're just inundated with information these days. But it's not always good information.
Yeah. Right?
We need ways to really evaluate it, to think for ourselves.
And that is where asking the right questions becomes so powerful. Because it helps us to go beyond the surface. You know, we can start challenging assumptions, really analyzing the information, and considering different points of view. And sometimes the most powerful tool is the simplest one we have, asking why.
Classic. The question every three-year-old has mastered.
Right.
I mean, that's how we figure out the world. But then somewhere along the line, we lose that, don't we? That natural curiosity.
We do. We really do. And coaching questions talks about how important it is to keep asking why, but without judgment. And that goes for ourselves and other people. It's about understanding those underlying motivations, why we do the things we do, why we make certain decisions, you know, even why we believe the things we believe.
Peeling back the layers,
yeah.
Getting to the core of it.
Exactly. And to really go deep, there's Rudyard Kipling's Six Honest Serving Men.
Okay.
What, why, when, how, where, and who.
I like it.
If you use those systematically, you can unlock some incredible insights into really any situation.
Like a framework for critical inquiry.
Yeah.
Right? Like you could use those questions to, I don't know, break down a problem, evaluate a decision, really understand anything complex.
Absolutely. And don't forget about or the opposite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not just for rephrasing those leading questions, you know. It's also a powerful way to challenge assumptions.
Totally. So, like if someone's saying, well, we've always done it this way, you can say, or the opposite. What if we tried something totally new?
Exactly. And suddenly all these new possibilities open up. And that's what's so cool about critical thinking. It's not about finding the quote unquote right answer right. Mm-hmm. It's about exploring different perspectives, challenging the status quo, coming up with brand new ideas.
Which leads us to, I think, the most important part of all this. How do we ask questions, not just to solve problems, but to create solutions?
That is where the smart questions approach comes in, or SQUY way. And this goes beyond just problem solving, okay? This approach, which is outlined in smart questions, it encourages what they call purpose expansion.
Okay, now we're talking. Purpose expansion. Tell me more about that.
So it's about shifting our focus from the immediate problem to those bigger goals, you know, mm-hmm. The ones that really have an impact. So instead of just asking, how do we fix this? we start asking, what are we actually trying to achieve here? What's the bigger vision?
So it's about taking a step back, looking at the big picture instead of getting bogged down in the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. And there's this great example in Smart Questions about this. There's a hospital CEO, and he's really focused on reducing costs. But through using Skyway, he realizes that his real purpose is actually about something much bigger. It's about improving patient care.
And that shift in purpose, I'm assuming, completely changes the types of solutions he's going to come up with.
Of course. By expanding his purpose, he opens up all these possibilities that he never would have seen if he was just focused on that initial problem of, you know, cutting costs.
Okay, so Skyway is about asking those big, purpose-driven questions. But how do you go from those big ideas to something concrete? Something you can actually implement in the real world.
Well, that's what's so cool about this approach. It's not just about asking one big question, right? It walks you through these four different phases to get you from that initial exploration to a workable solution. And it all starts with people involvement.
Okay, that makes sense. Before you even get to solutions, you need to figure out who needs to be at the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the key players here? Yeah. Who has the expertise, the insights that you need?
Exactly. And Smart Questions emphasizes how important it is to get those right people involved right from the start. And it's not just about finding the people who you think have the right answers.
It's more about having a diversity of perspectives.
Yeah.
Right? Even if those perspectives are a little bit out there.
Yes. Everyone has something valuable to bring to the table. And from there, you transition into the purposes phase, which we've touched upon. This is where you're really digging deep into what it is you're trying to achieve, thinking bigger than just the immediate problem at hand.
Like our hospital CEO, right?
Mm.
He started out thinking about reducing costs, but the Skyway process helped him uncover that much larger, more meaningful purpose of improving patient care.
Exactly. A perfect example of how purpose expansion can completely change the game. And that, very naturally, flows into the future solution phase, which is where you start envisioning that ideal outcome.
So you're encouraged to really think big here, even if it seems kind of impossible at this point.
Absolutely. This is all about blue sky thinking. Asking yourself, okay, if there were no limitations, no constraints, what would the absolute perfect solution look like? You're painting a picture of the future you want to create, even if it feels a little bit like a fantasy right now.
Oh, I love that, because that's how you get those really innovative solutions, right? When you give yourself permission to dream big.
Exactly. And once you've got that vision, you move into the living solution phase. And this is where you take that big, beautiful dream and you start breaking it down into something tangible, something you can actually make happen.
So you're creating a bridge from where you're at now to that ideal future.
You got it. And what's really powerful about Skyway is that throughout all four of these phases, you're constantly asking smart questions. You're gathering information with a clear purpose, and then you're using what you learn to adjust your approach along the way. It's not about being rigid. It's about being flexible and adapting as you go.
You know, this whole deep dive has been so eye-opening. I mean, it makes you realize that questions, they're not just about getting answers, are they? They're tools. Tools for change, for critical thinking, and ultimately, I think, for creating a better future for ourselves and for, you know, the people around us, the teams we lead.
It really has been great exploring all this with you. It's incredible how much power there is in a well-crafted question.
It really is. And as we wrap up here, we want to leave you with one final question to think about. And it's inspired by the Book of Questions, which, you know what, we didn't even get to today.
I know.
That's definitely going on the list for a future deep dive.
Absolutely.
But think about your own life. You know, your work, your relationships, the things that are important to you. If you could ask yourself just one question, just one, to unlock a real breakthrough, what would it be?
Sit with that one for a while. You might be surprised at what comes up.
And that is it for today's deep dive. We hope you enjoyed exploring the power of questions with us. And remember, keep asking those questions. Keep seeking. Keep unlocking your potential. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.